And after this song, Travis, would you lead us in a word of prayer? Thank you. In my field I was wheel, sickles brave and true, in the fight for the right I would dare and do. Spend my days in thy praise all the journey through. Let me live close to thee each day.
Let me live close to thee.
Close to thee.
Take my hand, Lord, and guide me all along the rugged way. Oh, let me live.
Let me live
close to thee.
Close to thee.
Oh, Mary, oh, wait on your soul. 353 right there at the same opening. Is one I chosen tonight. Just lead off of that. We've got about three of them selected here, and two of them ready to sing. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away.
Yeah.
This may be a new one to you, but it's a beautiful song. 349. Meet me there. 349. It's kind of those, one of those songs written that rises up, rises up, rises up, rises up, and then comes down. So that's the idea. 349.
On the happy golden shore, where the faithful part no more, when the drum of life, oh, meet me there. When the night be dashed away into land of perfect day, I am going home to stay. Meet me there.
Sing this song in such a way that we sing the first verse and the chorus, and then sing the last two verses or stanzas and the chorus at the close. All right? So let's do it that way tonight. Do the first verse and the chorus, and then two verses in a row, and then the last chorus.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a
Thank you. I must needs go home
by the way of the cross.
There's no other way but this. I shall bear against sight of the gates of life if the way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home.
Trust in him, the leader, the way to lead you, your soul.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me in thee, love lifted me in thee. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me in thee, love lifted me in thee.
Therefore, Faith in the fold, there's a light guiding me. Jesus. selection?
694.
694. 694. I used this morning in the sermon, the second part of the sermon, regarding how unique we are in the presence of God and how God is so unique to us. And last Sunday night I dealt with the uniqueness of God and the unique power that He has and ability that He has and so forth, and unique desire to forgive us of our sins. Today I dealt with the idea of His uniqueness and how He wants to blend that uniqueness with us. In Isaiah chapter 40, the passage that you will remember, verse 31, is a significant passage, but it uses a word there that's unique. In the Hebrew text, it is the word kaveh, and it means to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. The idea of that passage, they that wait upon the Lord, we look at that word kaveh. It doesn't mean what we commonly apply to the word wait. I mentioned in the lesson this morning, and for your benefit tonight, I thought it would be great to have this and that idea. You wait sometimes for a meal to come to your table. You order it through the waiter. And he brings what you, hopefully, what you've chosen to order at a particular time. He brings your order to you. He's waiting upon you. You wait sometimes when you get to the school bus. Stop. You're waiting there for the school bus to come by. Stop, open the doors, you be admitted onto the bus to ride on where you're going. Another way to wait is wait like you have an illness. You take some medication for it and you just have to wait it out then. Fever will come and it will go, the sweat will come and go, and you'll be remedied of it in time. You just simply wait it out. But uniquely, this word wait means to intertwine our lives with God. An illustration of that would be how that the people in Central America, and by the way, they'll hear this on the internet because they'll hear this singing tonight on the internet, but how they blend together hemp and rope, just small strands of it, but how that they blend it together. They intertwine and it becomes immeasurably strong. They can drive carts over it, animals walk over it, people walk over it, they bridge between two great impasses, and they enjoy, rejoice in that. That's the strength that God promises to give to us. He'll renew our strength if we wait upon Him, if we intertwine our lives with Him. We intertwine our lives with Him as we go visit, as we serve people food, if we do good things for others. We intertwine our lives with Him. And we do that instead of just going on our own. We'll get discouraged if we go on our own. There won't be enough praise for us. There won't be enough pat on the back. We'll just stop. We'll say, if they don't appreciate it, I'm going to quit. But if we go with God, we'll go without losing strength. We'll regain our strength. We'll grow in strength. And we'll be ever serving Him. When that good day comes, we will be with Him forever. Fifth usage of the word wait, so commonly used, is the thing I close this with and offer this song tonight. It's the invitation time. Some people wait from the standpoint of just stopping altogether. They don't make any effort to get anywhere. They don't make any effort to do anything. They just wait in time. They just stop. That's not what God asked us to do. He asked us to wait upon the Lord, intertwine our lives with Him, and renew our strength as we serve Him from day to day. That's what we can do. No matter the disappointments that happen, we with God will through it, and we can handle it. With Him, we can handle it. Let's stand together as we sing this good old hymn.
Number 685.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path
Amen.